This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is set to tell senators at her confirmation hearing starting Monday that courts should not try to make policy and should leave that to American presidents and to Congress. The 48-year-old conservative, President Donald Trump's third nominee to the 9-member court, is facing 4 days of hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. The Republican-controlled Senate, over vocal opposition from Democrats, is pushing to confirm her lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court by the end of October, just days before the presidential election on November 3rd. Republicans say they have the votes to confirm Barrett. If so, it would be one of the shortest approval processes on record for a Supreme Court justice and the closest ever to a presidential election. Democrats oppose Barrett's nomination to the court for several reasons, including the future of Obama-era health care reform laws and legal abortion. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert in the United States, told CNN on Sunday that his comments were taken, quote, out of context, in a campaign ad for President Donald Trump. Fauci said the ad, released Saturday as Trump recovers from the coronavirus, was made without his consent. The 30-second ad features what appears to be an edited clip of Fauci saying, "I can't imagine that anybody could be doing more," after a narrator discusses the Trump administration's efforts to fight the pandemic. The quote appears to come from an interview with Fox News in March. During the interview, Fauci said at the time, quote, "I'm down at the White House virtually every day with a task force. It's every single day. So I can't imagine that under any circumstances that anybody could be doing more." Trump campaign communications director Tim Murtaugh responded to those comments, saying that these were Fauci's words. VOA News. The southern U.S. state of Louisiana reported its first death on Sunday after the second hurricane in 2 months battered the Gulf Coast and left hundreds of thousands of people without power. Governor John Bel Edwards said the victim, an 86-year-old man in St. Martin Parish, died after a generator he was refueling sparked a fire. Edwards said it appeared that the generator, which was in a shed, hadn't cooled down before the man tried to refuel it. Hurricane Laura struck the same region 6 weeks ago. Of the 32 deaths attributed to Laura, many were caused by carbon monoxide poisoning from generators used in buildings without electricity. Since Friday, Delta has weakened into a tropical depression, but forecasters have been warning of flash floods and storm surges in areas from Texas to Mississippi. That's all along the southern U.S. coast. The vote count is underway in Tajikistan after a 2-day presidential election expected to result in another win for incumbent Emomali Rahmon. He's poised to become the longest ruling strongman in the former Soviet Union. The Central Electoral Commission said more than 70% of Tajikistan's nearly 5 million eligible voters turned out to cast their votes. That number, however, was not independently verified. A win for Rahmon would give him a fresh 7-year term, and constitutional changes passed in 2016 would allow him to run for office an unlimited number of times. Election results are expected later on Monday. Israel will oppose any U.S. sale of F-35 warplanes to Qatar, Israel's intelligence minister said on Sunday, citing a need to maintain Israeli military superiority in the region. Intelligence Minister Eli Cohen made the comments on Israeli Army Radio when asked about a Reuters report that Qatar had submitted a formal request to Washington to buy stealthy F-35 fighter jets. Asked whether Israel would oppose such a sale, Cohen said the answer is yes. "Our security and military superiority in the region are the most significant things for us." The Qatari request follows an August deal between the United States and the United Arab Emirates, in which Washington agreed to consider giving the Gulf state approval to buy F-35s and a side deal to a U.S. brokered agreement called the Abraham Accord to normalize diplomatic ties with Israel. At least 18 people were killed when a tour bus collided with a train early Sunday in central Thailand. Authorities say the bus was crossing a railway track when the train struck the vehicle near a railway station 63 kilometers east of Bangkok. Reports say the train was taking some 60 factory workers to a Buddhist temple. Marissa Melton, VOA News.